Can you introduce yourself?
My name is Spencer Ladiro. I am a storyboard artist on Family Guy.
So what is a storyboard artist? What do you do?
Storyboard artist is basically a person who visualizes the script. He will take the script that's written and he will make what is essentially a 200-page comic strip out of it so that you can see what's going on, read the dialogue, and read the action that's happening.
So how many people do that? I mean, how many people does it take to do the storyboarding?
And for a single show?
Yeah, so for an episode.
For an episode, it's about five people. You get a director, an assistant director, and then three board artists. And each board artist will take on a scene. So I'll get assigned act one, the next board artist will get assigned act two, and another one will get act three. We'll all do our passes. The director will go over it, and then the assistant director will make any changes that need to be made.
So they make changes then, how quick do y'all get to turn that around?
Well, from when we get the script and the dialogue, we get about 5 weeks, and then usually it's 4 weeks to board, and then 1 week to make your changes.
1 week?
Yeah.
It's pretty quick,
yes,
right?
It's a quick turnaround.
So if you do the storyboarding, then do you do, like, the final animation?
Or no. That's... What we're doing as a board artist is that we're giving the animators, wherever they are, reference. We're just telling them what's happening, where the camera's going to be, what the rough action is. Mm-hmm. Then we're writing all that down also, and so that they can just use it when they blow up their scenes to create the animation with.
So how many people does it take to actually do the final animation?
I'm not really positive on that. They usually, where we have about 120 people in our crew, usually an animation studio will have somewhere in the order of like 300 people.
Wow.
The larger ones will, at least. I mean, the smaller ones, you know, they work their asses off, but can I say asses?
It's good. Right. I think they've heard that term before.
But
if they watch the show.
I don't think so. We're a pretty clean show, 700 Club style. I don't know. But yeah, so the animation side of it is a much bigger force than the pre-production or storyboarding side of it would be.
How long does it take, from when y'all first conceive, how long does it take till we see it?
It's strange you should use the word conceive, because it takes about 9 months.
That's unfortunate, I guess.
Yeah. So in various stages, 9 months till, I think it's about 3 months for the pre-production side of boarding, writing the script, designing everything, but another 4 months for the animating of it, and then 2 months for, you know, tightening everything up and getting it onto the air.
And how quickly, after y'all get, final things, get the whole show wrapped up, how long do the networks have it? How long till, when you're finally done?
Sometimes hours.
Really?
Sometimes it goes right down to the wire.
Your courier running down with the tape and...
Absolutely. And you know what? Them just slamming it right into a deck, queuing it up for a half an hour before it's supposed to play. There's times that happens.
Wow.
Changes are made up to the very last moment sometimes. But it makes it funnier, it makes it more relevant, and it makes it, you know, that much better, so...
That's pretty cool. So how many episodes do you work on at the same time?
I think on average, in different aspects, about three to five.
So just doing storyboard concurrently for all of them? Or?
Well, no. As far as I'm working on an episode,
yes.
I work on a single episode at a time. So as far as the studio, they're going through various stages. So it would be one show is getting written, another show is getting designed and boarded, another show is getting edited, so, you know, they're moving through, and then another show even is getting the retakes done to it. So, yeah, through the whole process of a studio, you've got about five shows moving through it at any given time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, all right, enough about the show. Well, a little bit more about show, I guess.
Why am I here?
Exactly. I'll edit that crap out. who's your favorite to draw? Oh, thanks. Shit. I wish I had this.
Oh, it's not on a tripod.
No, I lost the piece to it.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
A favorite to draw is probably Brian, but the one I draw the worst is probably Brian. So it's that he's always a challenge to me. It's a bunch of different tubes and everything, but basically, or what is what makes him up. But I can never get them right in my own head. So I like drawing him because someday I'm gonna get it. I know I'll get it. So I'll probably be fired by then. But you never know.
And what was your favorite episode?
I gotta say, Blue Harvest. Alex Blue Harvest episode was pretty damn cool. Yeah. So I think, as far as comedy, like I like little snips of almost every episode. But Blue Harvest on a whole is my favorite so far.
Obviously, a lot of people have heard about the writer's strike. Can you tell us a little bit about how has that affected you or the whole team in general?
Well, we had to shut down. Basically, we did as much production as we could with the stories that we had left. And now those stories have, there was only 6 shows that were written. Those shows are done. So now we have to go find work other places. So it's hit us all pretty hard, actually, in primetime television. It's not as bad for children's animation because they're not part of the Writers Guild, which I think is bullshit. But but as far as the primetime stuff, it's some people go on unemployment, other people find freelance work. It throws a wrench in the works, definitely, on your plans. So
what is the writer's strike about? We just keep hearing that there's a strike, but honestly, there hasn't been a whole lot of detail that we've heard. So what's kind of behind it?
Well, it's basically, in my eyes at least, I mean, other people may say other things, but it's basically a lack of foresight on the studio, on the side of the studios, on what the next format for media would have been. I mean, they didn't foresee the internet. They didn't foresee downloading shows. Like, they're supposed to be ahead of the game, not behind it. And what happened is they found themselves with their pants down when all these writers, rightfully so, wanted to get paid for things, for their shows being aired on the internet, being downloaded on iTunes. They don't get covered for any of that. And the studios didn't want to cover them. Yet they're still making money off of it. People are still licensing it, but they don't want to. It's greed, and it's greed up to a point, and then it's ignorance to another, because they have no model for how they're going to do this. And so now they're scrambling to try and figure out, well, now we have to think about the future. How are we going to license stuff in the future? How are we going to say how much people are going to get versus how much we're getting? So to me, it's basically poor planning on the studio's part, and people getting paid what they should be paid. Is that good enough for you?
Yeah. So, well, thank you very much for taking time to talk with us today.